sucker. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Take money.
West side, bad boy
take
killers.
Money.
You know who the realest is, niggas.
Take
we bring it to
you. Take money.
First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Buffy trying to see me weak hearts.
I just like to put the disclaimer out there that the Midnight Horror Show does not side with East Coast or West Coast rappers. We love them equally. We love them equally. We love Junior Mafia, Tupac, Biggie. We love you all. So we don't side with anyone. Just want to put that out there. Yeah, you hate them equally. We love them. Undead hates them. Welcome. Yes. It is the Midnight Horror Show. We're here live like we are every Wednesday night from 7 to 9. That's Eastern Standard Time. And you can find that over at tmhsradio.com or on the TuneIn app, station TMHS Radio, all one word. We've got a newbie over there in the chat room. Everybody be nice, goddammit, to the newbie, because I see someone's already trying to be offensive. We've got a newbie, and let's see. I'm sure he's from the Duncan side of the pond. Duncan side of the pond? Is it Teebs? Teebs! It's a proper 41-year-old newbie. Not to horror, of course. Just to the whole chilling and chat and having a good time. Hey, it's always good to come chill and chat and have a good time. And you picked a really good night to come chill and chat because everybody's getting
drunk. I like the way that you said Teebs, as if because my country is considerably smaller than yours, we just know each other over here.
You know
Teebs, don't you? Oh, I've got Teebs.
Oh, well, I figured out, like, you know, doesn't Teebs live down the road from you? I thought he was like two houses down.
Tip cows together at the weekend. I know what he's on about.
Yes, Brick Jack, one of us. Whenever we do that, it makes me feel like we are Todd Browning's freaks, and I'm just not sure which ones we all are. As long as I can just be the dude that can light the cigarette, you know, he didn't have too many issues going on. He didn't have any limbs or anything, right? I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. That would be like the biggest nightmare for Dr. Dark, to have no limbs. How would he ever beat off? That poor guy.
He'd stick it in a something.
He'd find a way.
Dark finds a way.
Dark finds a way.
Black Mirror Season 4. That'll be the first one. Dr. Dark has to figure out how to beat off with robot hands. Fucking great. Be a great show.
Buzz a beat bot.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at right now, and we got to watch what we say about him, because he used to not actually listen to the playback, but here lately... He's a killjoy, and he's listening to it, so he's probably listening right now going, those little sons of bitches, I'm going to fucking
kill
them.
It's a playback, though. It's not the live show. So
yeah,
by
totally
then, we've all forgotten what was said about him. So.
Well, I forget.
Love you, Dark.
I forget every week, so if I start saying something about a movie that I liked last week but I hate it this week, someone just correct me, because I've just forgotten that I hated it last week. We're not trying to do this... Smoke, if you're not going to be here for the show, you are not allowed to chime in. He's giving us commentary on Pac talking about fucking Faith Evans. You son of a bitch. All right, you would start picking apart the song we used 30 seconds of to start the show. Whatever. Why is he? What's funny is he can't use that excuse.
Ask why he's not here. He's working.
But no, he can't use that excuse anymore because someone shares the same type of work now. And
yes.
They're going to be here, so you can shut the fuck up, Smoke. You should be here, too. That's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yeah, bring back Smoke. Why am I saying that? Fuck off,
really?
Smoke.
Really?
Fuck off, Smoke.
Fucking
hold on. We can kind of bring him back. Here we go. We'll kind of try to bring him back.
Light special. TLC has enough hits to fill up a greatest hits CD.
We haven't done that on the new run.
With the sender that I made for him, that's the greatest sender.
Oh my God, yes. That's half the reason it's fun to get into Guts. That and because we keep getting such great fucking questions. We have a slew of them, so we better not waste any more time because we need to get to Guts. We got to spill some of those. We've got. I know last week I said it was going to be the final Midnight Massacre, but I was so wrong because we had so many survivors. So there.
I died when I wasn't here.
I know.
How's
isn't that,
that
shitty? That's what happens when people are not here. They die. Some of you die when you're not here, and the rest of you never show up and keep getting defaulted to the dance floor, and you survive every time. The only catch is tonight, there's only 10 people, not including me, because I can't be a part of this now that we're getting this far into the award, you know.
Because yeah, that'd be the ultimate pisser would be if Danny won.
Danny
and
wins.
And then Danny,
well,
Danny won. And Yeah, Danny won, and then he didn't send the thing he was supposed to send to himself.
Yeah, that's why.
Because Danny doesn't send prizes out. It just still lies on his shelf.
I don't, and this is going to be the first one that does get sent out. So whoever wins this is a lucky motherfucker, because we very rarely send stuff out. We've sent stuff out a couple times way back on the old runs of the show, but never on the live show have we ever sent anything
out. I'll tell you what, we'll sweeten the pot. Whoever wins will also get a Podcast Under the Stairs poster.
Oh, shit!
To wherever you live, you get... Give Danny your address. Wow. Danny will forward it to me, and I'll send out one to you.
Wait, are you and the Baz gonna smack your little signatures on there for him?
I will do that. I will sign that.
Mine's not even signed. That is sweetening
that's,
the goddamn
that's a hot
pot.
Ticket
look,
item there.
Look, we've not only sweetened the pot.
New posters coming in the new year, by the way. Brand new posters and T-shirts.
Oof, so, can we get a T-shirt of
the stairs coming early next year?
Can I get a special T-shirt?
Graham did it.
Yeah, I just want a special T-shirt that is the two of you at your drunkest during the live. I clicked on it
did
by random.
Did you see that live thing?
Holy
that
shit, that was amazing.
I was a bit drunk. I was a bit drunk.
I clicked on right when you have decided to just start showing the memes to the Baz on your phone, and you're just like, this one, this one, this one, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on this goddamn thing?
Is it safe, Baz? Is it safe? Yeah. The worst thing about it was, like, I left, I was drunk. Baz was a bit more drunk than I was. And I saw him tonight because we were doing photos for the, basically, what will be in the poster. So I was getting a friend to do it. And I was like, so, because he told me his wife was not best pleased when I left because we overran a recording by like 4 hours. and he was very drunk when I left. And he's got like, Baz has got a newborn. So, I mean, his baby's like 5 weeks old or something. So I saw him tonight. I was like, how's it going? He's like, oh, he goes, no, she's still not really talking to me. It's like, oh, really? What happened? He's like, well, as soon as you left, you know, it was like 7:30 at night. He was like, we're not cooking. We'll just get a takeaway. Just get a takeaway. And she's like, cool, what do you want? He's like, I'm going to go to the toilet. When we come down, we'll get all sorted. And she was apparently sitting there for about 45 minutes, and Baz had to come down. She went upstairs, and he was asleep in the bed. He just fucked off the bed and left her. So she's sitting downstairs. She had to like have like beans and toast or some shit like that. And he slept right through to the following day like a bastard.
Oh, my God. That's.
But, yeah, so there will be a new poster. It's not designed by Graham Humphrey this time, but the dude that did this, Undead, I'll send you some links later on.
Awesome.
His stuff is fucking mind blown, and he lives in Scotland, so.
Oh, I can't wait to see the new one.
Kind of good to be throwing a bit of money to some local new talent. He's a fairly young guy as well, but his stuff's so fucking good. So that'll be coming early next year. That was just a plug for stuff on my show. Whoever wins Midnight Massacre will get a Podcast Under the Stairs poster signed by me and Baz.
That's awesome.
I am undead. I can come back alive, right?
Yeah. See, you can use the poster.
You can come back alive.
You can never come back alive.
I need this fucking
poster. No, that's not fair. You can't be because you participate on the show. You can't win the poster.
Oh, we got them fucking gay ass rules now.
No, we don't. I just made that up right as I was speaking just now. We've never had those rules. I think we used to actually send prizes back and forth to each other.
To each other.
Lisa says her daughter Christina and her friend Adela say hi. We might have to do an age check and age check all that before we go any further in this fucking show. Age check it.
Yes.
All right, so let's get into what we always
say. Check as in mic check.
Oh, do it
so
right now.
So what's it all about? To work? No, I'm only joking. I'm not gonna do it. Just I'm saving it. I'm saving it. I've got Limp Bizkit. I purposely listened to the last album. Like the as in Golden
the,
Cobra.
Oh, that's the Cobra one we were talking about. The horrible one.
Well, nobody's heard.
Yeah, the really, really bad one. I listened to
I've
that
heard it,
and
Mark.
I have learned to rap from it for later on.
Oh, are you kidding me? We should have a
can you give me like a 30-second heads up?
I will give you
don't give him any heads
30
up.
Seconds after a finished heads up.
That sounded almost a little aggressive and sexual, maybe. I'm sorry, it did. It sounded a little sexual. He's like, I'll let you know 30 minutes after I'm done. He's like, you'll know when I'm done. You'll feel it running down the back. I told you, age check. I said it. See, I gave 30-second notice. Come on, what more can
spill
I do?
Spill your guts, Donnie. Spill your guts.
Oh, yeah, I got to find that thing. Because the only thing I see is the clip
let's,
from that beach movie.
Distract us from the semen that's collectively running down our legs.
Oh, God.
Oh, our faces. Oh, like that.
That fit perfectly, actually. All right, so we've got quite a few questions to address again. And, Mark, guess what? You're not cut out of any of these because none of them have to do with kids this year. Yeah, because we do one show a year.
I wonder
our
if Mark
annual
get...
guts-a-thon.
I wonder if Mark will be the first one to ask answer questions, though.
That hardly ever happens.
No, Mark never has to answer the questions first. The worst thing is that because I put the spill your guts thing up all the time, like, I have to go back and find the right one. I'm looking at this one, and it's like, who likes Constantine? Fess up. And I'm like, really? Again?
Yeah,
this week again?
Deleted the fucking one from this week. I was looking at it, trying to, like, think of answers. I was like, oh, cool, it's gone. Never mind.
No, I've got it.
Darren Wilson has posted one of the greatest memes ever. It's one of these anti-masturbation campaigns.
Oh, I love
those.
It's
like a guy climbing up a ladder, and it says, the ladder's going up into the sky. It says, you will never climb to heaven with your hands full of penis.
The ones they do for smokers are amazing too. Smokers
Somebody
and tattoos.
Needs to tell Dark, because Dark believes in heaven as well. So
he does. He
needs
already...
to let go of his little wee wee, as he calls it, and take the ladder with both hands.
If anyone wants to ever make him feel really, really uncomfortable, just start talking about how Jesus was the first true zombie, and that guy clams up like you've never seen in your life. He just cannot handle that. I don't know why.
Jesus was
him.
Also the first person to do anal.
Oh yeah,
and
if you tell him,
masturbate.
Oh, if yeah. you tell him that, he's going to squeal like a girl and pass out. Do not say that. He's going to be.
It's true.
I you know what? We'll have to talk about that
no
after the show because I need to know
with,
how you know this
with,
anal
the Da Vinci
thing.
Code's theory of a Jesus bloodline. Everyone he shagged didn't get pregnant, so I'm going to assume that either he was wearing condoms, which didn't exist back then, or he fucked him up the butt.
Okay, see, that's at first there, I thought you were about to tell me that the Da Vinci Code came up with the whole theory that Jesus did it in the butt first, and I'm like, what? I never...
Well, that's in the version I've got.
Oh, okay, you've got the special...
Mine wasn't written by Dan Brown.
Yeah, down Brown Town. Down Brown Town. Yeah. That was the
Dan Brown.
Dan Brown Town. I couldn't get it out.
Dan Brown Town.
Down Brown Town.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Bobby Brown. Downtown Bobby Brown. I remember that guy. He was a douche. He's kind of a fucking idiot. And that wasn't actually right, right? It's Bobby Brown who stuck his finger in Whitney's ass. And then there's Downtown Julie Brown, right? I fucked that all up.
According to Smoke, Lazarus was the first zombie.
Oh, go take your Bible and shove it up your ass, you weird Christian. Fuck off. Dude, what's wrong with you, Smoke? Shut your mouth. All right, let's see here. Who is going to go first?
Says, Jesus made him that way, though, smiley face.
Oh, well, that is... Now, he is right about that, right? He is. All right, I'm going to... Right. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to randomly pick one. Hold on, let me make sure that is okay. Randomly closed eyes picking. Who's going to go first?
Oh, who the fuck?
Damn, that's crazy.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Well, surprise, surprise, Mark. Didn't see that coming, did you?
Thought?
Who would have thought that? All right, so first question for you. The most obscure found footage film you enjoyed?
Okay, I got one on the tip of my brain, but I didn't have time to look up what the fuck it's called. So, Duncan, maybe you can help. I think we watched this either for a podcast
you
the
took
stairs,
mine.
Or
I'm
might have been
you.
In the Euro trip. What is the fucking found footage movie with the priests that go to investigate the
I
church?
I hate you.
With the
I hate you. It's the it's the one that shares the same title. Yes, the Outlaw.
Borderlands.
Yeah, the Borderlands.
It got fucking one.
That was mine.
It got renamed when it came to the States. It has a really stupid name in America, which I can't remember. But that we talked about that movie a little bit.
Yes,
and
of course.
I've
never
heard anybody else ever talk about it. So
I hate Mark right now. I went with Mark first because I knew Duncan might do that one, and I'm like, Mark is not going to do that one. I am screwed. I'm screwed. Damn you, Mark. That was a good call. That is a really good
Borderlands
really
is great. Check
it's
it
amazing.
Out.
Amazing. It's obscure and it is a what the fuck ending. Amazing.
Yeah, super fuck you ending. We're not going to talk about because it's super spoilery.
We've already
spoiled it like 12
it.
Times already. Yeah, so already. Just go watch it if you have.
Yeah, let's not do it again tonight, though. Let's not.
Next question.
All right, next one. Favorite campy horror flick?
This is a tricky one.
Mark, that is not a tricky question. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, there's lots. I don't know.
I mean, but that doesn't make it tricky. It just means you're indecisive.
To me, the ultimate campy movie is a movie called Horror at Party Beach. It's from like the 50s, and it has the absolute worst fucking monsters you will ever see. There's a Mystery Science Theater episode on it, and it was actually like a fairly big budget movie that 20th Century Fox put out, I think in like the early 60s. And it's got a really stupid fucking band in it that like looks like a 50s equivalent of Weezer. And it's like kind of Bart Beach movie. And it's got these guys in big paper mache monster costumes that look like their mouths are all full of hot dogs. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I've tried to set through that.
It's rough.
It's cool. That is the
campiest fucking movie ever made.
Yeah, it is pretty campy. I mean, but it's yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll try to set all the way through it. I just couldn't do it. I mean, I was enjoying it for being as silly as it was, but I just couldn't make it all the way through it. Maybe I'll try again, though. For your sake, Mark, I'll try again. Mark doesn't seem to care. All right.
You gotta figure out why sodium is important. That movie tells you why.
That tells me why sodium's important, not science itself. Nope. Doesn't tell me why sodium is important.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Gotta watch Horror Party Beach.
All right, let's see. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. I'll do that. Yeah, that Beach Party Horror 2 fell to snooze land. Thank you. Monica agrees. That's crap. Crap. Myron says Dunk in the Borderlands is also known as Final Prayers. Is that what you were talking
there
about?
It is.
Final Prayers. All right, there you go. And of course, Russell, to be offensive like he is, Zombie Jesus. He's got Zombie Jesus eating eyeballs. It's lovely. All right, Mark, your next question. All right, let's see. We did those two. All right. I lost it again. God damn it. You know what? Maybe I should write this.
Favorite subtitled horror movie, I believe.
Yep, there it is.
From Lisa.
See, why did I even need to do that? You could have just told me. Yep, favorite subtitled horror movie.
Shit. Offhand, I'll go with High Tension. It's partly subtitled.
Can you tell us?
No, I feel like I'm forgetting 1,000 movies all of a sudden that are way better.
It doesn't matter. We're not going to judge you, Mark. This is an American Idol. We're not here to judge you. You don't have to move.
I'll go with High Tension because it's one of those goofy movies that's like partly subtitled and also largely in English. I'm sure there's a full cut of that that's all in French or whatever, but yeah, High Tension. I like that movie a lot.
All right. Good answer. All right. Last question. Craziest, most insane non-CGI horror stunt ever performed? And that's from Steven.
The one that's like sticks out in my head, like for some strange reason, I talk about this goofy movie called Psychomania all the time, which is a really stupid fucking bad biker movie from the late 70s. There's one stunt that like apparently really fucked up one of the motorcycle stunt guys where they tried to build like a fake like styrofoam, like a brick wall made out of styrofoam basically. And for some reason they like repainted it like 1,000 fucking times and it turned the whole thing into just like a big solid, like well sealed mass. And when this dude hit it, it was basically like he was hitting a real brick wall and broke like a good portion of the bones in his body doing it. That movie's full of crazy non-CGI stunts. If you can sit through like a kind of weird, kind of stupid biker movie, Psychomania is great. It's also known as the Death Wheelers in the UK.
All right.
It's just got a Blu-ray release actually over here a couple of months ago, so it's one of.
Yeah, Severin put out a pretty good DVD that you can get for like $13 or something. It's worth checking out. It's kind of a old favorite, I guess.
Hey, that final question, Steven, that's Teebs. That's, you know, Duncan's neighbor over there in the chat room. Awesome. See, small world. I try to tell you, motherfuckers. It's a small world. It's fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. Duncan, I was scared there for a second there. I thought we lost you.
Yeah,
it abyss.
Turns out that my iPad had no charge left in it, so it's outside charging, and now I'm on. My household should be sponsored by Apple, because when one fails, there's another one to back up. So I'm on a separate Apple device now.
Yeah, see, that's how I'm running. I'm about to jump over to this little Apple device so I can figure out what effing movie I'm going to say for mine now that Mark stole the Borderlands.
Well, I know none of the questions at all, so
let's do it. Let's do it. All right, here we go.
Now imagine she's white.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Get in my belly!
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
it's totally fucking ridiculous.
It's amazing.
Right, go for it. What are the questions?
All right, first question, sir, is, let's see here. The first question was, shit, hold on. I did it again. Mark, where's Mark to fill in here? Mark?
Edit.
Mark, where are you? Mark, no. Okay, so it's most obscure found footage film you enjoyed.
Yep.
Most obscure found footage.
Poughkeepsie Tapes is out too. That was a stipulation.
Poughkeepsie Tapes is out?
Yeah.
Who made that stipulation?
Myron. Myron made that stipulation.
Bullshit. And I take it Mark said the Borderlands.
Of course he did that. Of course. Oh my God, he did. He did.
Right, his whole movie.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That's the one.
Yeah,
with
that's
the
right.
Kid.
Suck my chubby.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. This is insane.
Whole movie's a fucking great film.
Great.
I saw a horror festival the year it got released. It's fairly simplistic premise. It's a collection of home movies. That's where the name of the movie comes from. Of a psychologist who is married to a priest, and they have a beautiful boy and girl, except the beautiful boy and girl are slightly disturbed. And over a series of found footage holiday movies or home movies, we start to see the escalation of the craziness. I think it's a fucking great movie. Incidentally, the Baz that we were talking about earlier on also watched this movie as part of his Baz v Halloween last year and fucking hated it. He thought it was awful. It does not help itself with the fact that the last 20 minutes, the kids actually, a very kind of funny game style, speak to the audience and dare the audience to continue watching. I saw it about 3 a.m. at a film festival and I was shitting myself. I really, really didn't like it at all. It made me feel really uncomfortable watching it, but home movie is my choice now that the Borderlands are gone in. That's a terrible thing, Myron, to take Poughkeepsie off the table. Poughkeepsie is the answer and it wins every single time. Poughkeepsie is the greatest one because you can't buy Poughkeepsie anywhere. It still hasn't been released. All the other ones we'll mention you can buy in one form or another. But yeah,
I thought it came out in the States at some point on like VOD.
No, almost did. Almost did, and then got pulled at the last minute. Yeah, almost did. It was scheduled for, and there's no reason for it now. There's no reason for that movie not to be out somewhere. The only hope I can see now is that a Scream Factory potentially, or a Severin, or Vinegar Syndrome, or whoever gets behind it to try and push it through. Because there's nothing in that movie that merits it being banned, but it is one of the best fan footage movies I've ever seen. So, there you go.
Boom.
Next question.
All right, next question. Is favorite subtitled movie?
Favorite subtitled movie?
Yes, sir.
Fucking hell. Wreck. Wreck is the best subtitled movie.
Motherfucker, that's good. You're like playing right off the last question. You son of a bitch.
I was gonna jump into Asian horror because that's the obvious go to for me. But yeah, best subtitle movies. Wreck is one of the best horror movies of the last 20 years. I think it's fucking phenomenal.
Oh my God, yeah, it really is. It sucks that they.
Next question. Keep them coming. It's not right. At the park here.
All right, here comes.
Wait, Babe
comes...
Ruth. I'm calling where I'm gonna hit them.
Here's Duncan's. Newbie
That's
neighbor.
That's a sports ball reference.
I am.
Six strikes and you're out. I'm in it.
Goal!
you all have just fucked my whole brain up. You have all just fucked my brain up.
We've done something, but we fucked up.
Hey,
I
know.
Won in fantasy football this week, too.
I know. And Duncan lost, but he's been on a fucking roll. He's done torn all of you motherfuckers to the bottom. Yeah, you've moved up. I mean, you were sitting dead last, and then you just came raging up out of nowhere, man. I don't know what happened. You just, like, ignited. You're, like, players on your team just ignited.
Sorry, I made it sound like I didn't know that was happening. I mean, yes, of course.
Yeah, I know. You just spoiled it all. It's like
Ghost Snakes.
The Wizard.
The name of my team?
The Wizard. The what? The Ghost Knicks? That's like you just mixed, like, a team and, like...
Ghost Snakes.
Oh.
Ghost Snakes, not Ghost Snakes.
So Gold Snakes.
Backwards.
Honestly,
Ghost Snake sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Golden Cobra, you say, Danny?
Yeah, I said Golden Cobra. Let's hear that bitch.
That sounds like the name of a Limp Bizkit album.
I say drop that beat, motherfucker. Oh, he's not here.
So
he's not here.
Is he not? Where's Undead?
Oh, that son of a bitch is gone. I don't know. I just said he thinks the internet crashed in his hotel. You've got. I think you did on purpose.
No. Well, he's going to miss this.
Yeah.
I have to get
you
got to
do it.
Now.
Get it out. You can, oh, you'll get blue balls. You got to let that out.
Yeah, I need to release it. I need to release this creamy, dusty load all over this podcast.
Oh.
Sorry, man. I almost threw it when I said that. I almost threw it when I said it. So you ready? Ready to check this out?
Let's hear it.
So me. Right, so waking up, aggravated, stupid shit, man, I hate it. Bitches lying, bitches crying, suicidal, get in line, get in mind, bouncing freaks, losing sleep, counting sheep, absolute, cash and loot, men in black, packing heat, born and blazing, rotten, raising, fingers up, time to wave them, show those players playing that they better get their ass to praying. They won't be nothing but dice, I'm gonna cut, and I'm gutting them like a fish, they're gonna wish they never push my button. The door is shutting and the knife will do you no good. You're getting nothing while I rock here in Hollywood. I tell you something else, you can take it to the bank. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all think of that. Holding the golden, gold is a golden now. Golden cobra. Boom!
What? That was amazing, dude. That was amazing. You just
learned that tonight. That's the first time I've ever heard that song.
You just spit some rap, Mark. Why don't you follow up with a rap? Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's like a bunch of guys.
Wait, how about not?
No, come on. We're like a bunch of dudes standing around, and he just laid down a rap. No, you go down. No. Come on, Mark. Let's hear it. Lay it down.
No.
Come on, lay one down for us.
Thing is, I did that. I didn't do that. Like my, I've just realized I fucked up there. I didn't do it like Fred Durst.
Oh,
but I did it like Duncan.
But it's okay. I think it was better as a Duncan rap. It sounded so much. That's what inspired me to make Mark now rap. See, it inspired me to inspire Mark to rap.
Bring it on.
Come on, Mark. It's your turn.
A crazy motherfucker.
Come on, Mark.
Not giving a fuck. Living life in the fast lane. And it's not easy.
See, look.
How about next time, Danny?
No, look. He's dropping it like crazy, right? He's dropping it like crazy, all right? Come on, drop something. You got to know a rap song somewhere.
Knows rap.
Come on. If you do it, I'll do it. I'll do it too. I'll do it if you do it. All three of us will have done it. Look, Mark doesn't want to play fair.
I don't.
Ah, come on, dude. I'll do it too. Then all three of us
move
have done it.
Move on.
Oh, man.
Golden Cobra.
I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't have Bell to save you. I was going to hit Bell to shut me up, but I
shit,
think...
totally. Why didn't I Fred Durst it?
I don't know.
The door is shutting in and never do you no good. See? Well, that's Fred Durst.
Okay, but look, so now that you've done it and you've gotten it once through, now you can do it and not concentrate on the song anymore and do it as Fred Durst. And then we have the comparison.
Right, here we go. This is as Fred Durst then. Check it out, Danny.
I'm ready.
Waking up, aggravated, stupid shit. Man, I hate it. Bitches lying, bitches crying, suicidal, getting lying, getting mind bands and freaks, losing sleep, counting sheep, absolute cash and loot, men in black, packing heat, born and blazing, rotten, raising, fingers tap, time to wave them. Show those players playing that they better get the ass to praying. They won't be nothing but dice after I'm cutting them. I'm gutting like a fish, you're gonna wish you never push my button. The door is shutting in and that will do you no good. You get nothing while I rock here in Hollywood. I tell you nothing else, you can take it to the bank. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all think of that. Holding the gold, it's a gold, it's a gold now. Golden Cobra.
Damn!
Bring it on!
Damn!
What, and there'll be another one next week. Was there another question, Danny?
Oh, I mean, I love the questions.
I'm touching
but
myself inappropriately. Oh,
I was about to say, hold on. We just gotta, like, we gotta drop this for a second for Duncan. Duncan!
Oh. Yep.
Man, did anyone watch, did anyone see the video that went viral of Shia LaBeouf on Sway in the Morning?
He freestyled it, though. I heard it was really good.
Dude, he destroyed Five Fingers of Death. He destroyed it. And Duncan just came out here, and he just destroyed Fred Durst right in his chocolate starfish with Duncan's hot dog water all up in it. He just fucked it up. I'm telling you.
No, I bought the mission.
That was the beast. That was the beast. Right there, that was the beast.
Oh, Jesus, Daddy, why?
TPFR right there. True player for real. Duncan. Daddy Dunk. That's his rap name, Daddy Dunk. Everybody,
Daddy Dunk.
Go pimp that shit when it comes out. The mixtape will be out next summer. It's coming to you, 2017. Hot and on fire, motherfuckers. That was great, Duncan. That was the best thing I've heard on the fucking show.
There's another one coming next week. I can't guarantee it'll be anywhere. I'll have to be another really bad one, won't I?
I think that your whole rap career is going to start right here.
Maybe I should just start doing other rap.
Oh, no. I think the Teebs, not to be confused with his cousin, the Beebs. Teebs has just laid down the perfect thing for you to do.
Uh-oh.
You need to do a Fred Durst rap, all right? That's coming from me. But he wants a rap involving the family from The Hills Have Eyes. I want you to write us a Hills Have Eyes rap. You write
you
us a Hills
me,
Have
I,
Eyes.
I don't know if I can write rap, Danny. I know I can.
But that's what's
going to
make it. But that's
rap.
What's going to make it even more hilarious. There's got to be a rap generator somewhere. If you just plug in a bunch of words that rhyme and what you want it to say, it should generate a rap song for you. Or let Dr. Dark write your rap song and you rap it as Fred Durst.
He'd have to sit and watch the movies.
Look, the Teebs is loving it. All right, don't disappoint the Beebs or the Teebs.
Baby. Baby, baby, ooh.
See, you're going to sit here and sing Bieber, but you're worried about writing a rap song. What?
I don't mind singing Bieber because it upsets people.
I love Bieber, though. You're not upsetting me. I mean, I love the Bieber. Are you out of
your
fucking
mind?
It's usually the best reason to do anything.
When I say it upsets people, what I mean is, between all, it upsets Dark.
Yeah, Dark doesn't like the Biebs because he takes all the women the age Dr. Dark wishes he was taken. So he can't handle that. It's competition for him.
You're saying women.
Look,
like, Dr. Dodd doesn't take any women. He takes little boys. I mean, that's alcohol talking.
Jacob Kane says, Haggis invasion up in the chocolate starfish. And Alicia says, my day has been made. Thanks, Duncan. See?
What'd I miss?
Oh, are you?
Nah,
that's he's
out.
Yes!
He's full of shit. There's no fucking way.
Back in time for me to do
no.
Right. Oh, I'm dead.
I think
I'll
you should. Okay, now listen.
That cold female burning up the phone line. You need to tighten that screw. It's been loose for a long time. I've been slammed with some bad luck. So now I'm going to bring you down with the buck. There you go. Just for you, undead.
Oh, you skimp out right at the duck goose part. What the fuck?
Yeah, but that's another long bit here. And I
but
think
that was the
undead's
part I was waiting
got questions
for.
To answer, and I think there might be another one for me. I'm worried.
Yeah,
the last question was.
There is. The last question was the most awesome, crazy, great... most insane non-CGI stunt in a horror film. And that's from the Teebs as well.
Non-CGI, insane,
non-CGI.
Crazy, over the top.
Amazing. An amazing
stunt. In my opinion, the obvious answer is to go something like The Thing or even go Reanimator. But just for pure fucking fun and holy shit, did that man's head explode Scanners? The head explosion in Scanners is one of the greatest things ever.
That is pretty good. That is pretty good. I heard Zombie versus Shark getting tossed around a little bit. Mark was
that's
a little
a good
upset
one.
He didn't
that's
choose
a good
that
one.
One. That's cool. That's a good one. All right, so that was, you nailed all the questions and you rapped Fred Durst as Duncan and Fred Durst. That was amazing. It was great. I don't even know where to go from here. Oh, I know
undead.
Where we gotta go. Undead.
Get off my lawn.
Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
I kick ass for the Lord.
The undead.
Undead?
We pull back the curtain.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing about half of what everybody says.
Oh, damn it, dude.
I missed about half my damn intro, and I love that thing.
Okay, but we can hear you perfectly clear if you can hear any of that.
I hear you now.
Okay, we can hear you perfectly clear, dude, so you're good to go. Hopefully you can hear the questions properly. We don't want weird answers.
Right.
That's not going to work.
You're already getting hate mail here, Danny. Why did you miss Alicia Newman's question?
What?
She had a campy question, she said. You've forgotten it, Danny.
Oh my! Oh
shame
my God!
Shame him on the show. Shame,
hey, now, look,
Danny.
Look,
shame.
Oh, son of a bitch.
My shame bell should just be undead. Shame.
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 Oh,
shame.
It's rough. It's rough. I'm sorry. I. Oh,
shame.
There it is.
Shame. Shame.
Oh.
I imagine you naked running through the square now. Shame.
I don't think Cersei was running at all, man. That bitch was just taking.
I didn't
taking
say running,
it.
Did I?
You just said I was running.
Although running would be interesting.
Was
she might trip on that bush, though.
She was
on her bush. Was the 70s? Alicia, you're
I'm
right.
I'm just going to say a controversial statement right here in the Midnight Horror Show right now, because I like to be controversial. The new season of the new show Westworld is better than this season's Game of Thrones.
Oh,
it's gonna kick
out.
I love
God.
Westworld, but that's tough pill to chew.
That is pretty
it
rough.
That's a
I'll say
show.
Equal to, not greater than.
I this is where I come down on this, undead.
It's too
if
early.
You are a if you're a Game of Thrones, yeah, it's still got three episodes left. But if you're a Game of Thrones fan, and you've read the books, you know exactly where that show is going. You don't know where Westworld is going, and that's where it's better, because that show every single week consistently has my jaw on the floor.
Truth. There you go. That amazing. Is truth.
Watch Westworld. It's amazing.
Westworld is amazing. And you know what else?
Anthony Hopkins is basically Hannibal Lecter, and he's walking around going,
yes.
You come in here with your cheap shoes and your perfume, and you wear leather tongue, but not today.
Oh, fucking go check out Channel Zero, goddammit, now that it's all wrapped up.
It
was fucking amazing.
I finished it tonight. It was brilliant. It was amazing. I absolutely fucking loved that show. Toughens your nipples, doesn't it?
It really did. And you know the greatest thing is, did you see the preview for what next season is? Or the next half of this season, whatever the hell it is?
No.
It is the No End House. And I don't know if anyone has read the stories, the No End House. There's part one and then part two and then the ending part three. It's great. It's by Brian Russell. You can find it on Creepypasta, or you can go listen to it.
I have never heard of this before. I can't fucking wait.
Oh, man. This one's going to be really good. And I can see kind of, if I remember that story correctly, somewhere near the end of that thing, when it gets
sorry,
into...
Sorry, Lisa's pussy, that mean.
What? Oh, I got
to
go see it.
You bring so much shame to this primary.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking amazing.
It wins the internet. It wins the internet.
I gotta check that out.
It wins the internet. I'd send you my rice cooker, but I clearly need it for every night of dinner. For every night of dinner. Motherfuckers, that's great. No, I love it. And it's so true. It's so true. This is how we talk to each other, too. We're pretty mean like that. Pretty mean.
That's what I'm looking forward to the new season of Channel Zero, because that first half of that first season, fucking bitching. Oh. Really, really, really good. Really dark, kept the tone right through, and even the ending was a bit fucked up, so.
Yeah, and Alicia is, like, done now with me. She's done. She says, 1,000% right, Duncan. Danny, no. I'm done. I'm done. What was your campy horror movie, Duncan? I did ask the question right the first time. The rap.
What's my favorite campy horror movie?
Yeah. Do we need to ask that question? Maybe that's why I skipped it, because we all know where that's going.
Do you?
No, I don't.
What do you think my favorite campy horror movie is, Danny?
Oh, I think it's one that your football team might be named after.
Yeah, it's Pieces. It's
of course it is. Of course it's
Pieces. Pieces is the greatest campy horror movie ever fucking made.
It is amazing. And we have to...
Bastard!
That's Duncan's football team. That is the name of his football team. And that's what you're making
the
opponent
snakes.
Scream.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I mean, I can change it to the snakes, but you won't be as
no,
intimidating.
No. Keep it as the bastards. Yeah,
the bastards are kicking some ass right now. Dude.
It could be worse. You could have went down the dark. See, if dark had... Like, see, you named my team, you named it after a scene in a movie that I really like, that we've talked about in the show a lot. See, if you'd left it to dark would have went down... His sense of humor, and it would have been called the Fat Bastards.
The Fat Bastards, exactly.
And his slogan would have been, get in my belly.
Actually, I think your team would have been called something like Duncan's Dingoes or Duncan's Donuts, because he can't help but name teams like that. So his is Dark's Dragons. And he's like, dude, he doesn't even like fantasy. He doesn't believe in any of that fantasy shit. He can't stand it. But
he
his
hates
team is
Harry
called,
Potter.
Yeah, he hates Harry Potter, but it's called Dark's Dragons. It's just because he has to have something. Dark's Dogs. What? Dark's dicks.
Dark hates Harry Potter.
Yeah, oh, he cannot stand
Why am I finding this 2.5 years into the show? The amount of jokes right of that, he's fucked next time he's on this show.
Yeah, he's a... Oh, dude, he can't stand it.
Expelliarmus him right out the fucking...
Oh, see, I love that. He can't stand it. He can't stand that stuff. He can't stand anything fantasy. The Neverending Story, out the fucking window. The Labyrinth, out the door. All of them gone. He doesn't do any of it.
Doesn't make any sense, because Dart watches porn and imagines himself in it, which
that's
is
a
pure fantasy.
it is complete fantasy. It is great. All right, so where were we?
Undead questions.
Oh, undead with the questions.
I got questions.
Yeah, you got questions. We don't have answers.
I don't have any answers.
Yeah, I hope you do, because we don't. We don't have any answers. Because Mark stole
we
all of them.
We hope you do, because we need another 10 minutes of time killed before we can do Midnight Massacre.
Oh, yeah, you know me, and my answers are like short.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. All right, here we go.
Daddy's still got to answer this.
Oh, yeah, but you know how I am, too.
We'll do this.
You know how I am. I'll skip all the questions and just say, let's fucking move on. That's how I work.
Yes.
Meow, 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 meow. Come on. Let's do this.
All right, so most obscure found footage film you enjoyed?
Oh, that's probably my least favorite genre, so...
He said obscure.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to go with home movie.
That's.
Oh, that was my answer. Was
that your answer?
That was Duncan's.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And you already know Mark stole the Borderlands, so yeah, welcome.
Yeah,
to...
Mark stole. That was gonna be Borderlands and then home movie. Then after that, I saw the normal ones.
Yep.
I
welcome.
Don't know any obscure ones.
Welcome to where we are.
Next fucking question, I guess.
All right. favorite campy horror flick.
And
Elise's was Student Bodies, and I never said that yet, so can't use that one either.
I'll go with the one that just came out Tuesday. I'll go with Bubba Hotep.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I mean, how else can you – I mean, you got fucking an Elvis impersonator who's not even an Elvis impersonator who's playing Elvis. You got a black guy who thinks he's JFK. His head full of sand? And the whole premise is a mummy sucking people's souls through their asshole. Yes, great.
It's amazing. And there's like
one of the greatest movies ever.
And there's bathroom
graffiti.
That is graffiti.
Actually one of the greatest horror comedies ever fucking made, hands down.
Yeah, agreed.
It is. I love
that movie.
That movie's amazing. It's a great movie. All right, so next question. Your favorite subtitled horror movie?
Ooh, that's a toughie. There's
and
a
you can't
bunch.
Use Train to Busan.
Is this horror? Does this have to be horror?
Yeah, it's got to be horror. Yep.
The one I like, well, I won't say that one because it's only fringe horror. I'll go with Battle Royale.
Nice.
Oh, nice one. That's good.
The real Hunger Games.
True that.
Besides that, I was going to say Wild Tales, but I don't know if anybody knows what that is besides maybe Duncan.
Oh, is that the anthology. It's fucking amazing. Such
that is probably my favorite foreign film right now. I mean, that movie just makes me laugh every time I see it.
It's incredible.
It has some horror stuff in it, but it's mostly not horror. There, I gave you two answers.
Oh, there you go. All right, so that makes up.
I'm getting more time for you.
I know, that makes up for the found footage question that you narrowed out of. Yeah. All right.
Home movie, next.
Here we go. Craziest, most insane, non-CGI horror stunt ever performed.
Oh, see, I'm a big fan of
stunt. I thought you said scene. My answer was shit then.
Did I say that? I'm sorry, that's my fault.
I thought you said
scene. I probably did. That was my stupid fault. I'm an idiot.
A stunt, I would guess, would be the pitchfork through the belly and the prowler.
No, wait. Ooh. No, yours was not. Your stunt was right. You said the head exploding. That was a stunt.
Yeah, but that wasn't a. That's not a stunt, though. That's a CGI effect. Well, yeah, no, sorry. It's like a practical effect.
Yeah, it's always one. Practical effects.
Oh, yeah.
It's a stunt.
Wow. What did Mark say? What was his answer?
I said the motorcycle crash in Psychomania.
Did I say a stunt?
And I want Bruce Campbell's flip off the fucking, what was he flipping off of? And Maniac Cop 2, the end of Maniac Cop 2.
Oh, nice.
Like a bridge.
He flips off into the fucking, nice. I love that. I laugh every time I see it.
I don't know why any of us are even answering that question. I mean, doesn't it all answers should go to Donald Pleasance in Halloween 4 jumping from the burning gas station? It's amazing.
Yes, Donald Pleasance stunt double should have got an Oscar for that.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's the most ridiculous
jump. The greatest
jump.
overreaction to anything in the history of a movie.
It's so...
And it was better as, the van clips something. Just clips this thing out of garage. Just, slightly grazes it. Passes it just so closely. And it's like the world ends. It's the biggest fucking fireball in the history of cinema.
It's amazing.
It's half the fucking, half a Haddonfield is consumed by flame.
It is. It's a huge explosion from all this.
And the camera pans out, and it is like the aerial shot from Nagasaki. It's like just fucking. I swear to God, it's like one of the. Yeah, that
it's
movie,
like little Asian kids dying of like radiation poisoning.
Like, early 90s,
like thousand paper cranes everywhere. It's horrible. It's so bad. It's so mean. All right, so okay, that's good. All right, what do we have to? Oh, we still. Oh, all right.
Meow,
shit.
Meow. Meow, meow,
meow, meow.
I'm not your friend, buddy. I'm not your friend. I'm not your friend.
It's my time.
Danny Trioxin.
All right. This question's,
I thought you were about to say sucks.
No question ever sucks. These questions basically make up the first hour of our show now when we don't have any segments. These people are amazing.
Yeah, people need to. Oh, but it's Thanksgiving next weekend. Is it next week?
It is. It's next week. It's next week.
Right.
So,
before the end of the show, we need to pick a Thanksgiving horror movie for me to do. Duncan Defense, which will return next week.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Part 3. No, Part 1's too easy.
Part 2, if you can find it.
Part 2 or Part 3. Whichever one is easiest to find. Let's go that route.
Right, not a problem. Thanksgiving. I've never seen either.
So. Are you fucking kidding me?
I've not seen Part 2.
It tastes like someone took
three.
A shit in this coffee.
It's
that already has won me the argument. That's the greatest line ever.
Oh, and then the lady goes, I have. I did.
Right, I'll try and see what whatever one I can get. We'll do Duncan Depends next week. Coming back.
This question's ridiculously hard for me now. I'm going to say, and it's not really, because I can't go but so obscure with things that I've seen, because I don't watch a lot of this genre either, but I'll go with, it's really not that good, but I enjoy it just because it's space movies, and I always enjoy these space movies. The Europa Report. Anyone watch that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of any, other than all the bigger ones, I can't think of anything, so.
It was better than that other crappy found footage space movie that came out 18? Like at the exact same time.
Apollo 18?
That one.
Yeah, I could not. I didn't like that one.
I'm surprised no one's mentioned Man Bites Dog.
Oh.
I really like Exists. I know other people didn't like that movie, but yeah. Exists is pretty solid.
I'm surprised.
That we didn't like it.
We
just thought it was all right. You thought it was like
getting
one of the best things you saw last year, which wasn't right, Mark.
You're not right.
You'd seen better things.
You just couldn't remember. You needed Duncan's help to open your eyes to it, you crazy.
Although I think
bastard.
That was 2 years ago. I don't think it was last year.
Exist is pretty solid. I stand by that.
Exist isn't a bad movie at all. Undead made a valid point, though. When the fucking creature started opening doors and shit like that, I was like, what the fuck?
I would have said, I forgot about The Bay. I would have said The Bay, too, but I think that's a little bit more known, right?
Yeah, it's...
I don't like The Bay as much as everyone else does, apparently.
I kind of like it. I mean, I'm just trying to think of other movies that, other than the big ones, and there's not a lot. You know, like I said, I don't really like this. I don't want to take a Dramamine before I watch a movie. Like, that's not cool for me. You know, I don't want to have to do that. Dramamine sucks. It makes you, like, shit blood and stuff. I don't want to do that. It's not
fun. What about
fun.
The Last Broadcast?
Oh,
no one
damn
ever
it, you're
fucking
right.
talks about
the last
broadcast.
Is
it's overshadowed
really, really
by
awesome
the Blair Witch Project.
That's why
so
no one
much.
Talks about it.
It is why
and
no
it's
one talks
fucking
about
awesome.
It is an
that's
awesome movie.
The best
no argument.
Film footage movie ever.
It is. It really
I
is.
I would agree movie. With that. I think it's one of the best ever made. Even though I don't particularly like the last like 5 minutes of that movie, they're a bit hokey. Yeah. The rest of that movie is solid as fuck and creepy as shit.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why. Yeah, well, there's a bunch of good ones there. So good. We found a way to answer. And let me not skip.
Danny finds a
way. I don't want to get yelled at here by Alicia. Favorite campy horror flick. All right, so this one is one. It's funny because we were talking about prizes and how we've never given them away, right? So we had this one where we had all this like horror shit that we put in this tackle box, like a fishing tackle box, and we had this big like fishing challenge on our show. Like, we went out and, like, all got drunk and went fishing and then came back and recorded a show after watching the movie Bloodhook. And this movie is fucking ridiculous as balls, and I'm going to have to say that this is one of my favorite. I mean, there's plenty. I love campy horror to begin with, like, all of them. But if I have to go, like, real crazy off the wall with something we're not talking about, I'm going to go with Bloodhook. This movie is fucking horrible.
That movie is crazy. I remember what happened to watch after the show.
You remember that? It was amazing.
Yes.
And you know what?
It's actually amazingly dumb.
It is amazingly dumb. And you know what? We might have forgot to send you that tackle box of horror, but I never forgot that it was you, user, pour me up, whatever it was. It was one of the two. I remember. I just never sent you the tackle box. And I don't know where it's at now. I don't have a clue where that bitch is at. Or the stuff that was in it, actually.
Have the tackle box.
Yeah, we did. We actually packed it. Is the problem. I just would never go to the mail and drop it off. I'm so lazy. It's such a, you know. I drive by it every day, actually. I drive by like four different post offices. And none of them are out of my way. None of them. I mean, actually, I have to drive right through a post office front door and out their back like bay hatch. And I still don't stop and do it. I'm just so lazy. Just can't do it. All right, favorite subtitled horror movie. I'm going to go with one that I've never really ever mentioned on here before. So maybe I'll shed a little light on that, and that's R Point. You know, I don't know if you guys have heard of R Point.
Never talked about that.
I don't think I've ever talked about this film ever before, and I've never tried to push it on anyone ever, because not like it comes from, you know, the homelands of my Asian people, but you should check out R Point. It was a really awesome ghost war time movie story. Cool thing. All right, craziest, most insane non-CGI horror stunt ever performed. All right, this was not crazy insane in the levels of the stunt, but more in everything that goes with it. And that's obviously the scenes from The Exorcist, where the mom is getting jerked against the fucking wall, and what's her name talks about like how it almost like broke her back, and she had like all this, you know, she had back issues right after all this because they were jerking the shit out of her against the wall. I think it's like what Jill was talking about last week on here, like, you know, I actually think that's a little, it's enticing to think that these poor people had to suffer through shit like this, you know what I mean? To get the movie made. This is what you do to get the movie made. You stand out in the lake in Friday the 13th and you freeze your fucking balls or your cooter off, you know, while we do 100 shots. Like, I think that's cool.
You gotta suffer for your art.
Which, you know, I know we sound all like, oh, listen to us, we're a bunch of emo AFI kids. And no, but seriously, I mean, you have to suffer for your art. It's true. I mean, we just don't, you know, we're not tossing our hair right now. Mark, don't toss your hair.
Pain is temporary. Film is forever.
Yeah, that is true. Look, I'm sorry. I got distracted because there is Thanksgiving. And it's, looks
little
really...
side note, before we broke up one of our many times, we had that all lined up to give away to people and interview for the major film, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, we did. We were going to interview the dude that Thanksgiving. What happened with that?
Then Wolfman fired us all.
Oh, that's right. He went crazy. That's right. He went crazy and fired everyone.
So I had four free Thanksgiving movies that, not that everybody would like it. I think it's fucking hilarious, but
all right,
it's
but
bad.
Do you like Thanksgiving 2 or 3?
I'll tell you later.
Well, I just, Alicia did not like Channel Zero. I am so sad that that is.
No, Alicia, no, wrong assessment. I am of the persuasion that you can't pass judgment on something until you've finished it. Alicia bailed before the midway point.
Oh no.
Although I would say I'm still not entirely confident that if Alicia sticks with it, she'll enjoy it, because a lot of her complaints aren't necessarily rectified in the show. She didn't really like the pacing of the show, and the pacing of the show doesn't ever really pick up.
They need to put it on Hulu or Netflix. God damn it.
One of the reasons I really liked the show was because I felt that it wasn't doing the fucking a cut a second. It was actually slowly putting out a mythology of, well, it's what a creepypasta is. A creepypasta is like, it felt like a campfire story told over six
episodes.
Yeah,
and it doesn't feel like six episodes. It feels like we have knowledge gained from those six episodes, like we've been watching it for at least a season or two. Like,
oh, God, yeah. And I will say this, the mythology of the show, Candle Cove, and the characters in Candle Cove are some of the best I've seen. I know it's obviously taken from someone else's imagination as a creepypasta or whatever, but some of the best I've seen, I think, in any time out with the 1980s.
Well, yeah,
it felt very 1980s to me, and I loved it because of that.
Well, it's, you know, in the real story, it never actually goes into any detail about any of those characters. That whole story stops with, it's just a chat room or like a message board, people posting. They talk about, you know, someone watching the episode of The Screaming, or no, having a nightmare about it, and then everyone's like, no, that was an actual episode. And then a guy finally comes on here and says, hey, I just visited my mom in the nursing home, and she told me the show wasn't real, that I just pretended I watched, you know, and I was watching static for 30 minutes. And that's where the story ends. It is literally like a five-minute story to read. All those characters and the way they took it, that was all them, man. I mean, maybe
well,
I'm
that's
not
fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm not taking
that's
away from the creator,
because
he might have been a part of all that too, but I'm just saying from the original story to what they put out there is nothing. I mean, they went
the,
so much further
the
with
boy
it.
Made of teeth is one of the creepiest things I've seen on television ever. I actually think my skin crawled every time he was on it.
And that pants.
You're either it doesn't, but there is a bit in one of the episodes where someone's asleep and their hand's outside the window, and the teeth boy comes up and he actually takes their fingers and puts it inside his mouth, and the camera pans away. And it's my skin was on fire. I was like fucking crawling.
Oh, man.
Just a really uncomfortable, really slow, deliberate. It's like a darker Stranger Things. You know what I mean? If Stranger Things had this bubbly kind of 1980s quality, if all that was stripped out, that's kind of where Channel Zero lies. It was really fucking good. Unlike anything I've seen this year.
Dude, you're so right, though, with that Stranger Things thing. I mean, now that I'm sitting here thinking about now where it's all ended and where it went, it's like, well, that kind of is exactly almost the same concept of story.
It's Stranger Things, but instead of following kids, you're following adults who are reminiscing about things that happened when they were kids.
And that there's that Pan's Labyrinth looking thing that's stabbing holes in it. What the
oh
fuck?
Oh my god.
Dude, I need to get on
stuff
this.
In it, you need to watch
it. Oh, you would love it. You are gonna love it, dude. You're gonna love it. It's what in the fuck did Smoke just post?
I don't want to know. We need to do a Midnight Massacre, Danny.
Oh
break.
Shit.
Or come back after break.
Oh, I think that's what we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to come back after break, and it gotta be right here to like
that
tell me
the
where
most
you
ridiculous
are.
Ridiculous thing ever, Smoke.
Isn't it gross?
Is that off Thanks Killing the short?
I don't know, but that is
from the Eli Ross short.
I don't know. That woman looks like she doesn't want to be a part of this picture right here. The one in the lower left. She's not happy with this. She doesn't like this. All right, so we'll be right back, and we're going to do our second to final, this time for real, Midnight Massacre.
I'm in the dance floor.
What? Nobody can call anything yet? Nobody can call anything yet until I say? Nobody can call anything yet? Because it's strict rules. And we'll be right back. I was going to play some new A Tribe Called Quest for the new CD, off the new CD, that's really great, but they've got that shit on lockdown, so we're going old school. We're going old school Tribe Called Quest, and then we'll be back with that and Horror's Biggest Badass Results. We'll be back.
Be sublime. It's enjoyable to know you and the concubines. Take off your coats, ladies act like gems. Sit down, Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JB's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questers who invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my feet is universal if you got knowledge of Dolo or Del myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So do that, do that, do that, that, that. Come on. Do that, do that, do that, that, that. Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back cause I'm wet. So run and tell the others cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build mics in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it the last. We on a roll too. Some said Quest was whack, but now is that the case? I have a quest to have a mic in my hand. Without that, it's like Kryptonite and Superman. So shall he come in with the sugar cuts? Fife talks my name, but on stage call me Dynamite. When was the last time you heard the fight for sloppy? Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy. Top notch, baby, never coming less. Sky's the limit, you got to believe up in Quest. Sit back, relax, get up off the path. If not that, here's a dance floor, come move that. Non-believers, you can check the stats. I roll with Shahid and the brother Abstract. Know the time when Quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. Living mad fat like a whole besides Bambi. The wackest crews try to diss it makes me laugh. When my track record's longer than a DC-20 aircraft. So next time that you think you want something here, make something different, take that garbage to St. Elsewhere. Yeah.
entertain.
Right.
We on the way to with a hammer and man. Don't relate to every place you ever make in your hand. Time to take Spokane, London, Tokyo.
Right.
We on a world tour, with a hammer and man. Don't relate to every place you ever make in your hand. Houston, Delaware, D.C., Dallas.
Right.
We on a world tour, with a hammer and man. Don't relate to every place you ever make in your hand. New York, NJ, NC, VA.
I'll be hating sucker MCs and the sucker niggas posing like they hard when we know they damn hard. What you figure? Rhyme wise, I do the figure eight so concisely. Musically, we are the herbs, so sit back and light me. Inhale. My style is kind of fat, reminiscent of a whale. Young girls' desires for the female's dreams. I'll be the abstract poetic representing from Queens. Socially, I'm not a name, black and white guy game. If you came to the jam, well, I'm glad you came. See, nigga first was used back in the deep south. Falling out between the dome of the white man's mouth. It means that we will never grow. You know the word, dummy. Upper niggas in the community think it's crummy. But I don't, neither does the youth, cause we embrace adversity. It goes right with the race. And being that we use it as a term of endearment, niggas start to bug to the dome is where the fear went. Now the little shorty say it all of the time, and a whole bunch of niggas throw the word in a rhyme. Yo, I start to flinch as I try not to say it, but my lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. The sucker nigga, 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 I throw the sucker in the front, throw the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front, throw the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front, throw the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, it's the neo nigga of the 90s. Come on. Sucker niggas posing like they hard when we know they damn tall. What you figure? Rhyme wise, I do the figure eight so concisely. Musically, we are the herbs, so sit back and like me. Inhale. My style is kind of fat, reminiscent of a whale. Young girls' desires for the female's dreams. I'll be the abstract poetic representing the queen. Socially, I'm not a name, black and white guy game. If you came to the jam, well, I'm glad you came. See, nigga first was used down in the deep south. Falling out between the dome of the white man's mouth. It means that we will never grow. You know the word, dummy. Upper niggas in the community think it's crummy. But I don't, now that goes to you, cause we him. Adversity, it goes right with the race. Yo, I start to flinch as I try not to say it, but my lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a ooh-wop. Yo, you know that I'm the sucker niggas. Niggas, niggas, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the suckers in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, hey yo, Shaheed, take us the fuck out of here.
Don't pull the trigger. You're not necessarily a man. If you do.
We're back. We're back, everybody. And now it's time to get into some Midnight Massacre.
Let's kill some bitches.
Let's kill them. Let's kill everybody. Midnight Massacre 83. We're back. Okay, so this is the way it's going to work. There's 11 people, including Danny. I'm going to go take the bedroom. I'm going to go pass out for a while. because there's nothing I can do about this.
You gonna lay on top of Smoke's corpse?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Depends on the mood. Depends on the mood.
You turn him into a tauntaun and sleep in his stomach.
Ooh, God, nice. That's gross. I don't know if I want to do all that. But we'll see. All right, so this is the way it's going to go down. Bedroom is off limits. I'm going to post over a Facebook group. That is where you will have to tell me what room you're in. Each room has two slots. Once the room is filled, no more. First come, first serve. And
Alicia's already got dibs on dance floor.
She's gonna hit me twice tonight. I gotta post this thing. It's gotta come in. As long as no one else says dance room, then she's fine, right? Two slots. We'll see. See how it goes. Every room is available except bedroom. Two slots per room for 10 people. And for those that aren't here, we will just shuffle them in where we see fit to shuffle them. Right? Here we go. I'm posting it at the Facebook group now. It's there. So you need to go there and tell us what room you're in. Bedroom's off limits, and then we will we'll see who's left to the finale. The finale. Everyone else died, right? All the other hosts are dead. Except for me. Except for me. I found a way to make it through.
I can't die.
We at really the ghost can. Party, motherfucker.
You're the ghost party, huh? Let's see, and I know Monica's in the smoker's lounge. Mark,
ooh,
the scribe.
I saw the candle. I'm partying myself.
You're partying by yourself?
Wait. I feel a dark channel in me. It's the party and
it's dude, that was the best like dark impression I've heard in a while. That was perfect.
I had to pinch both my testicles.
Oh, Alicia.
And that lump that's grown on the second one. I'm sure that's fine though.
Alicia has posted. Steve Brandon, the newbie, he's jumped into. He's just going to hang out on the dance floor and hang out with the survivors and see if he, you know, if he can just hang out with them. All right,
hey,
so
dance floor is full then.
Well, he's kind of a floating ghost. He's kind of Patrick Swayze-ing it, right?
What, a child molester? Allegedly.
No, oh my God, no. He's ghosting it. He's not really here because you know he couldn't show up to the party late, right? We're just giving him newbie privileges to hang out there. All right, so dance floor. Alicia's got. Monica's got smokers.
You know what
lounge.
I love about that movie is no one acknowledges the fact that he makes it with Whoopi Goldberg.
True, he really does.
Sorry, he doesn't make it with Whoopi Goldberg. Demi Moore does, though.
Yeah, we'll see, but that's kind of hot, kind of, right?
No one acknowledges it. But it was takes hot. Over Whoopi's body, and then they have that whole scene where they're pottery making shit.
I'm turning the music completely off because I want to hear this. This is getting good. This was awesome.
It's true. That's what happens. In that movie, they have a hot, passionate kiss while he is possessing Whoopi Goldberg, which means, ipso facto, that Whoopi Goldberg and Demi Moore get off with each other on that movie, and no one talks about that.
I want to talk about it because that is pretty hot. She was, come on, Whoopi was killing it in Sister Act. Everybody knows.
Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Love that movie.
I do, too. It's pretty hot stuff. Pretty hot stuff. All right, so that's all the rooms? Because I don't think the others are here. I don't actually think the others are here. It did.
Kill them all.
You want to kill them all?
Yeah, if they're not here, fuck them.
Kill them all and make it between Monica and Alicia?
That's the beer talking. That's the beer and my Scottish ancestry kicking in here.
Slaughter them all and just leave
yep.
Monica and Alicia?
Because
they're the only two. They're the only two here that are saying anything. Who else was there, Mark? Who else was there? Is there anyone else?
Oh, let's see.
Come on, Mark. Tell us who else was here.
Ricky Morgan?
Ricky Morgan was alive, now dead.
Sorry, Ricky.
Who else?
Hail Ming.
Lance.
Oh,
Lance. I like Lance as well.
I like Lance too.
All it takes
is one more person to make it three. But right now we have not only two slots, but the only two slots we need to take on to the final round. That's how this was going to work out. Everyone was going to get two, and the dice roll, that room survives. So if we don't have three here present to at least make this a competition worth divvying out people, I say the ones that are here and posted promptly, they want to be survivors here. They want to be the survivor girls. So I think we...
The final girls,
right? I think we break it down to Monica and Alicia. Unless something changes in the next minute, That is the way it's going
to
go.
I like it. We're giving it a finite time for people to comment. I like that.
Look, and here comes Myron, but Myron's gone, right? Look, he says put him in a room. He never did it.
I don't have nothing on Myron.
What? Want to slip Myron into the party? Make it interesting.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
All right, let's throw Myron in there for let's throw him in there for fun. Actually, we'll let Monica and Alicia vote if they want some competition. And he's right, Myron is here. He is here, and so is Steven. Steven's here too. So we'll let the girls vote since they are the final girls right now. It might be this democracy might get quickly thrown out that they nope. It's all right. Alicia says final girls. Monica. Waiting for you to chime
it
in here.
It does feel fitting that there should be final girls.
Yeah, they all right. They wrapped
we're
it up.
We're playing by slasher rules, then.
Yes, it has to be final girls.
Yep. All right. Well, that's fine. That's what it's going to come down to. But don't worry, because we will do. We'll have something prepared for Christmas. Some kind of Christmas giveaway. Some Christmas occur. We'll have something.
A tackle box.
Yeah, a Christmas tackle box. I'll put all my broken ornaments in it, and then you can try to sort them out and put them back together. All right, so they're not having it. Myron, don't worry, you'll be first in line. And Steven, you both will be first in line for the next tournament because Steven did pull out, but he's a virgin. Technically, he's a virgin tonight, and that would fit in the rules too. So he definitely touched us there. But all right, we're gonna have final girls next week. It's gonna come down. So you guys might be friends tonight, but Monica, Alicia, only one of you will survive to win the poster and win the Japanese Twin Peaks that you might not even be able to play. But it's a great collector's item. So
we don't know what's actually in it.
Look, I'll tell you,
it might just be the pilot episode.
The back says, Chinese or Japanese, I can't tell the difference. A bunch. Harry Truman, bunch. FBI, bunch. Dale Cooper. And that's what's on the back. That's what's on the back of this box. It just says you get Harry Truman, FBI, Dale Cooper. That is it. That is the only thing that you get in English
in that
whole paragraph.
Could be any episode of Twin Peaks. So you're getting an episode of Twin Peaks at least.
This might be in Japanese.
I mean, it looks like it's the whole, I don't know what this, who knows what this is? I can't, I mean, there's nothing that you can read on here.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that you own it.
Well, are you surprised? If this came from India, I might be surprised too, but gifts from the Orient, sir. This is what they send to keep me over here.
But knowing your level of Japanese, why someone would send you Twin Peaks in Japanese is...
We're all kind of perverted. You've seen our cartoons. You know how we are.
I think you know more Japanese than you let on, Nari.
I don't know much about it. I don't know any
you
of it.
Know, yeah.
I told you, I know how to count to three, and I know how to say goodnight. Those are the two things that I say. Because I have to start the show, and I go, boys, ichi, ni, san. And then we start the show, and at the end, I go, yonesu-sai, and you all leave, and I've said goodnight to you all. So that's how we go. That's how we roll here. In Japan land. All right, so that's it. That's final. Psh, coming down next week. We'll see how it goes. They can fight it out and see who's going to survive it. It's going to be like...
cat fight.
It's going to be like The Descent. It's going to be like the Descent. They're just going to fight it out. See who comes out on top. All right, let's move on to the other big tournament we have going on. We took a break from this last week to have the wonderful Jill Six join
that's
us.
That's right.
We took...
You're going to have to make me choose...
Oh, yes. I know. But see, that's what we have not moved on from this. We did not move on from this because, we had more fun. We had more fun talking to Jill. Not that it's, not that I'm comparing the two, but, now we've got Horror's Biggest Badass saved for another week. So here it comes. It's time for something.
I'd rather chat to Jill than.
Yeah, because we were like, I mean, we were going to do it.
I just realized I cut myself off from my favorite thing that has ever happened.
Yeah, but we were going to do it. And then we were like, Jill, do you watch any horror television right now? She's like, nope, sure don't. And we're like, all right, so we're going to save this. We're going to save this till next week. And let's hear about Mark telling us that you got super drunk down in Texas. And that was, look, Mark's like, oh, dude, damn it.
That interview actually went pretty well because I was really drunk when it happened.
See, you get your liquid courage then. Get your liquid courage, little brother. It's good to see. Mark, you have to continue it past the 9-second mark. Ready? Go. Keep going. That's not how it goes. That is not how it goes. You even told us.
We got the 9 second version. What happened to the Thunderdome?
Something, something Thunderdome.
I don't know what
happened. Something, something Thunderdome.
I don't know what happened to it. Oh my gosh! They found out that Alicia was the final girl. There's a bunch of cops cars.
They found me. Complex. I don't know how, but they found me.
It's horrible. Not good.
The Libyans.
I shot him 6 times.
All right, so Mark, I hope you have these. I hope you have these tally numbers. Oh, we have all of those. I had to move around on here, so now that it doesn't play any of those. Like we really have all of our new sounders and. Conveniently, the only one that didn't get moved of the old sounders. What the fuck is this good for? What is Ben Folds 5 good for? Nothing. Nothing since that episode. Damn it.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about that movie either.
I know.
It's got a gun.
It's the best thing, though, because that's why the show will be able to keep running much longer than it should have ever been allowed to run, because we don't actually talk
about it. To the point.
I mean, if anyone remembers, when we did the 80s, we were like, we took like a week or two, and we were like, yeah, that's the 80s. That's the whole decade, motherfuckers. And we just destroyed that bitch. Oh, that was just... All right, well,
good times.
It was good
Hashtag
times.
Good times.
I hope Mark has got the results, because this is probably so far back in the group feed, I will never get back to it. Mark, do you still have those numbers?
I don't have the numbers. I have the matches.
Okay, well, that'll work for now. That'll work for now. We remember where the points were going to. I remember that much.
Yeah. Well, where should we start? Let's start with Black Mirror versus Salem, two shows I haven't seen.
So
I'm not going to vote on this one.
Well, see, that's not fair because, see, this is where I'm going to say it. Well, I got to say about this real quick. It's not fair to try to sit here and vote for Black Mirror because there are many, many episodes that drive me to want to shout Black Mirror, go watch it, Black Mirror. But a lot of the, I mean, some of them are horror episodes, but some of them are not. So I don't really find this fair at all. I think Channel Zero ought to come in here and whoop this bitch's ass right out of this fucker. I love Black Mirror. But I just can't see how I can put it up against a show like Salem that is horror every week, pretty much. Or at least
am with Danny on this one. Controversially, I would remove Black Mirror because I would say, yes, a lot of people are saying it's a modern Twilight Zone, and they are right by saying that, but not every single episode of every single season is horror. Whereas we definitely know for a fact that Channel Zero now has finished, almost as if we met for this.
I know, it is.
Nicole, it is 100% horror. So,
and
I found the results.
I hate you. Go ahead, tell me the results.
Black Mirror has 9 votes.
Uh-huh.
And Salem has 5.
Oh, well, see, that was so close. Goodbye. Goodbye, Black Mirror. If this was a competition for awesome TV shows.
This is where the listeners realize that very much like actual democracy, your vote doesn't count.
Yes, and this is, see, but we're this is more like a wrestling match.
Electrical college.
Black Mirror starts with 2 votes, and Salem starts with 0. It sounds like you two are both voting for Black Mirror.
Danny are saying remove Black Mirror.
Black Mirror's gone, and we're putting Channel Zero in place of it. Because honestly,
Black Mirror isn't solely horror.
Because honestly, one of the greatest. All right, if you had to say the top 3 episodes of Black Mirror, in those top 3 episodes is going to be San Junipero, and that is not horror at all. And if you tell someone, hey, this horror show, Black Mirror, go watch it, and they watch that very, very first episode of season 1 and see the pig fucker. Nothing about that is horror. It's horrifying, but it's not horror. And they're going to come to you and go, this is not horror. This is not horror. Even Twilight Zone, that wasn't always horror, definitely had a much more horror balance to it, to where it could have, you know, if it would have fit in the stipulations.
Yeah, the reveal and the way that Twilight Zone used to finish was always on something which at the time was considered more horrific than...
Yeah, I mean, some of those are still nightmares to me. Like, you know, realizing your little people running around in some giant little girl's dollhouse because she's an alien species. I mean, it's creepy stuff, but Black Mirror doesn't always give you that kind of ending. No. And a lot of the times, the better episodes aren't horror-driven. They have great horror episodes, but it's not a horror show. Not a horror show.
I would agree with that. And with that, preach it.
Channel Zero goes in. All right, so Mark, it's 0-0, Channel Zero, and people here are going to vote. And if you haven't seen either one of them, which one are you going to go watch now? Which one do you want to see continue on to give you more time to watch it and fairly vote later on in the tournament? Are you going to sit down and watch Salem, or are you going to watch Channel Zero? That's where we're voting.
Probably, probably Channel Zero, I would say.
Boom! Oh, okay, so Jerry...
talked it up quite a bit.
Hold on, Jerry Armstrong is coming in here to make this a fair fight. Salem gets Jerry Armstrong's vote. So, it's
nice.
One Salem, and I'm not saying anything wrong with Salem. Salem, you just got in the wrong match against Black Mirror. Whoever was going to go up against Black Mirror was about to get replaced, and Channel Zero was going in. Because, like Duncan said, the show's finished. We know what next season's going to be. It's just going to get better from here. And if not, it's still going to be horror, so it needs to go in this competition. So, all right. Salem won. Black Mirror slash now Channel Zero won. It's like wrestling. Someone else just entered the ring. We went, oh, my God! Here we, oh, my God! Here he comes down the ramp! And he just jumps in the ring in
so
Channel
cold,
Zero.
So cold!
Have
He's
a feeling,
got the chair!
I have a feeling none of them, even JR, would not be that calm if the Tooth Boy came running down the ramp to jump in the ring and start swinging on people.
It's the creepiest thing ever.
It's if you have a problem with things on your skin, like watching stuff like that Timothy Green or whatever that movie was, or the ruins, anything with growing on your skin and stuff, you're not going to be able to handle the Tooth Boy. It is
Tooth Boys. That's wrong.
Yeah. All right.
It's
so
wrong is what it is.
I'm throwing my vote clearly to Channel Zero. So it's 2-1 Channel Zero. Undead. Undead. Well, fuck you, Danny, you fucking Jap. I'm going to say Channel Zero.
Wow.
Channel Zero. Shut the fuck up, Mark. I'll fucking kill you, too. There we go.
Sorry, Undead.
Thanks, Undead. All right, we'll take that vote. That is 3-1 for Channel Zero. Duncan?
As much as I love Salem, and I do love Salem, I think Salem's a fucking great TV show. It was kind of horror light in season one, and season two is definitely more horror. I really got into Channel Zero. I thought Channel Zero was front to back, just something, like I said earlier on, unlike anything I'd ever seen before on TV. So yeah, Channel Zero gets my vote.
Boom! And
is there any? Are we saying? Is there anyone else wanting to vote?
Let's see. I think that is pretty much it. Brickjack has gone like radio silent. Russell C. Everybody's gone kind of radio silent.
Right, let's move on to the next. We have a lot of rooms to get through here. So by default, and much to my happiness, Channel Zero goes through on a sneaky switcheroo.
That was a nice one. I like that one.
Well done, Danny. I like that one.
Thank you, sir. All right. Give us the next one there, buddy.
How about Dexter versus Z Nation? The vote on that in the page was 21 Dexter, Z Nation 2.
Okay, that starts at 2 points.
No host here even needs to vote on this one, and we have a winner.
Yeah, because that goes, what, 2 points to Dexter then? Because that's the way we break it down. So it's eight. So if they have that much of a lead, 2 points. So 2 points to Dexter, none to Z Nation.
Let's rattle through this. Dexter for me.
Dexter for me. Dexter
with
for
a
me.
Hard bullet.
I mean, so has anyone actually sat down and watched a lot of Z Nation here?
Nope.
I've seen the first episode. It was not as good as the first episode of Dexter.
I have watched a couple of Z Nation now, and although I could not have even, I couldn't even stand the fact that this was in the tournament. I just was so turned off by this show. When I actually sat down and quit being a douche and watched some of it, it's nowhere near as bad as I thought it was going to be. I can see where it's enjoyable. If I ever have time with the millions of other shows that we're watching and movies and shit, I probably will sit down and try to watch it. But you, again, bad situation, you're up against Dexter. And I'm sorry, it's like, you know, Stony Point High School decide to play the Duke basketball team. You're fucked. There's no way you have a chance.
David and Goliath. There's
I
no
mean,
way
absolutely.
You're
done.
Dexter's
it's Dexter.
Different level.
It's Dexter. So Dexter is going to win this one, like by a score of a million to nothing.
Yay!
But Z Nation is still worth checking out. So, you know, that's worth checking out. All right, so Mark, that was an easy one to get to. Some of these are going to take a little bit of talking, I think. So, Teebs, Russell C., everyone, Jerry Armstrong, everyone said Dexter. Brickjack says, never watched Dexter, read the books, and only seen a few minutes of Z Nation. I don't know if that was because you couldn't handle Z Nation, but you read the books of Dexter, so, fair enough. You can make a fair assessment. Clearly, he's going to go Dexter, so Dexter takes it.
Okay.
Great Valley girl.
Next match.
Okay, like totally. Okay. Totally, guys.
So about Angel versus The Exorcist.
Easy for me.
Four votes. Wait.
All right, so what's the score of that one, Mark?
Exorcist wins. It's got like 13 votes, and the other has either 4 or 9. I can't read my hand.
Okay, so that's 2 full points for...
2 Exorcist, 0 Angel.
What? 0 Angel? 2 for The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying he thinks it's 13-4. So.
Wait, The Exorcist blew out Angel?
Yeah.
Yep.
Holy shit. I didn't see that coming. All right, well...
No. I will come in right now with my vote, though. I have not seen any of The Exorcist. I can't wait to sit down and watch it, but I have seen all of Angel. I fucking love Angel, so sorry, Angel gets my point.
Ooh, all right, 2-1.
So it's 2-1.
2-1. All right, so... oh, my God. Is someone's father in their room yelling at them?
That's undead.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody's dead.
Can't fix it either.
Okay, I thought somebody's dad came in and was like, all right, it's past time to go to bed. Right, no more of this talking with your friends online. No more talking with your friends online, damn it.
My vote's for Angel, and I'm trying to fix this Skype thing. So,
all right. That is going to balance it out.
2-2.
All right, 2 each. All right, Mark.
See, I've seen the first 2 episodes of The Exorcist, and I've never seen a single episode of Angel, but I've seen some Buffy. I don't know. I'm probably more likely to keep watching The Exorcist than to pick up Angel, because I still got to watch like all the rest of the Buffy that I got to watch before I get the fucking Angel. So I got to go with The Exorcist.
Jerry Armstrong, yes, your vote does matter in this one. It does matter. He says Angel, even though it doesn't matter. That actually matters because that brings it back to a 3-3 tie now, right?
What? Jerry Armstrong, who the fuck is that?
Well, Mark, you don't need to be so rude. It's Jerry Armstrong. I don't know. Don't yell at him. What the hell is wrong with you, man?
If you're not prepared to accept his vote for some reason, we can comfortably say that Smoke, our lost host, is 100% Angel.
Yeah, okay.
He's
so like,
he's more Angel than I am, which is a wee bit weird.
Oh, that's...
All right, we'll go 4-3.
All right, well, the Teebs just came in Exorcist. Back to 4-4.
Danny, deciding vote.
Actually, Dr. Dark has just joined us. Hold on. Where is this?
Let the Dark in the house.
Try me. The nefarious Dr. Dark.
Get your hand off my penis!
Doctor Doc, what's up?
Just in time.
Yeah, you
what's
are just
up, in... my ninjicles?
Oh, Jesus Lord. All right, so you came in at a perfect time because we are right in a dead heat tie for The Exorcist and Angel.
Two shows I've never watched an episode of, so I'm basically flipping a coin here.
Oh, Jesus, that
oh,
is so
God,
up.
The pressure, I can't handle it.
Oh, fuck.
Tell me a little bit about what Angel is about.
Oh, God, no one's going to be able to sell that to Dark. I hate to tell you guys.
I'll sell it to him right now. Angel is a spinoff from Buffy. It stars the very, very, very dreamy David Boreanaz and a whole host of fantastically stunning women as they kind of Scooby-Doo solve mysteries of paranormal stuff. It's like Supernatural, but before Supernatural existed, and so much cooler.
It sounds
or
a little
The Exorcist,
less. It sounds a little less. I mean, I know kind of what The Exorcist is.
I know kind of what it is.
I mean, I know what the movie is. I don't have a clue what the show is, but I'm sure it's similar.
So the way we've put this out there is, yeah, you vote on which one you're going to watch.
On that basis, I would have to vote for Angel because it sounds a little less boring than The Exorcist.
Oh, holy shit. Holy shit.
Damn.
As much as, can I just say on this show that I welcome Doc's vote, I do not agree with his assessment.
Yeah, that's totally understood. Totally understood at this point.
Donnie, did you make your vote yet?
No, I've got to bring in mine here. It is 5-4 now, and I'm going to say that my vote is I'm going to tie this bitch up. I'm going with The Exorcist. I never got into Angel. I just couldn't do it. I like Buffy the
How
Vampire
Slayer.
How
did you not get an Angel and be a Buffy fan? That
because
doesn't make sense.
Because Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, I was just like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not watching that Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper bullshit. No fucking way. And so it wasn't until I was a fucking adult and I was working overnights at Toys R Us. I'd come home in the morning. I'd get stoned. I'd eat some, McDonald's breakfast. And the only thing on fucking TV, only thing on TV in the morning at that time was like, four straight episodes of Buffy every morning. It was like a 2-hour slot every morning. So I started watching Buffy. And I got into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I never took it any further than that because I just didn't care to watch any more than that. But I love Buffy. I just never got into Angel. I just never did. And I've been watching The Exorcist, and I'm enjoying the shit out of The Exorcist. So I've got to go with The Exorcist. It wouldn't be fair to say Angel because, no, I'm not going to go back and watch Angel now. I'm just not.
Why not? Angel, I would argue, is consistently better than Buffy.
Because I just think that I just can't. Maybe I'll give it a try because I'm judging it on just. I just can't. I can't do it.
Because there's a couple of there are chunks of Buffy which have not aged well. Angel ages actually really quite well.
See, maybe I'll try that because I won't go back and watch Buffy now. Like, it was fine then.
Yeah, there are certain there are big chunks of Buffy which don't really hold up now, even with nostalgia. But Angel holds up surprisingly well.
All right, I will try Angel. I will try Angel, but I still got to throw my vote to The Exorcist. And this bitch is tired.
Oh, so we're still at a dead heat then?
We're dead heat. Next, next vote is going to decide it. Or because we can't go the old
school. We don't have any votes left. You need to flip a coin or do whatever you need to do.
That's what we have to do.
You got to go to the Thunderdome.
All right, so you. All right, you need to flip. You need to flip the cone. The cone. You need to flip the cone.
Flip the cone?
Flip the cone. Flip the cone. Dr. Dark, you flip the coin because I can't. I don't want to be that one.
Well, let me get up and get one.
You made him stand.
Look, he can't even pull them off the floor.
Physically, he's standing up. And he's like, oh my god!
Oh Jesus!
Dude, I drove like 190 miles today and handled like 400 packages. I'm fucking tired.
Of course you did, you whore. Listen to you.
Claudia says Claudia's gone off on me now too.
Hand off my package. All right. I have the coin. Who wants to decide what heads is?
All right, hold on.
Heads is Angel.
Whoa. There might not be any need. There might not be any need because we've completely started to neglect. We've started to neglect the Facebook group suddenly. I forgot. I see now Claudia is writing, why are we voting on these if you were throwing away the votes? We only threw your votes away on one, right?
No, we don't throw away the votes. Your votes are carried forward, but they're given an integer that makes sense. So if loads of people vote on one and not on the other, it gets 2 points against 0, and the hosts make up the rest. So no one's votes have been discarded. The Exorcist started off with 2 points. Angel started off with 0.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how
think of your,
that's
where think of your hosts as the Electoral College, okay?
Oh, no.
He's right. He's right, though. He's right, though. He's right. It is. That is how it goes. That's how it goes.
Exorcist started off with 2 points. So
it did. It just
Angel started off with 0 points coming out of the host to vote.
Yeah, because if it wouldn't have been for your votes, listeners,
yes,
you still need to flip the coin.
Heads is Angel, tails is Exorcist. Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm going to flip it right. Where the fuck did it go? Oh, there it is.
Into the jizz pile. It's
and
not going to move.
It's tails.
Exorcist goes through.
Oh, ba-na-ba-ba.
The Exorcist won the pennant.
Hold on. Yeah, that's right. We got to play this when we have those epic matches.
Good God. He killed him. He broke him in half. We don't need another hero.
I forgot. It's clearly that's what the 9-second one's for. When we have the epic matches, we play that at the end of it. I forgot about the days
so
of the dice.
So the Exorcist goes through.
All right, and that brings us.
A heavy hitter has dropped. Angel is out of the competition. Yep. I don't know how happy I am.
But we're at a really rough look.
This next one is the worst one that's ever been done ever, and I hate you all for making me choose.
Claudia is pissed. She says, "I love you guys, but this is bullshit, and I won't vote on the rest."
You saved the best for last. It's American Horror Story versus Buffy.
Your votes,
Claudia. You have to vote because
that's how they
make the difference going in. The hosts have always made up the final vote. The listeners make up the first part of the vote. If it's close, then it's 1 point. If there's a huge gap, it's 2 points. That is the way it has always worked. It is in the great grand tradition of the Midnight Horror Show. Something that you should embrace as a listener.
I know. Don't be so mean about it. It's all right.
Don't hate us.
I don't hate
us. We love you, Claudia.
I know we do.
I fucking love you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, gosh.
So you guys want to know what the score on this one was?
I'm scared to know. I'm scared to know now.
I don't got know. 19 votes. I think it got more votes than anything else on this in this group of matches. And American Horror Story got 8.
So that is definitely
Buffy gets 2, and yeah. American Horror Story gets 0.
Yeah. Yep, that's wiping the floor right now. All right, so now that we've been yelled at, I'm scared. I don't want to vote anymore. Now I don't want to vote
right,
either.
I'm coming in.
I'm ready.
I hate myself for this. I have a Buffy fucking tattoo on my body. Buffy was my motherfucking jam in the 1990s. I loved that show so much, but this is a horror competition, and on pure horror basis, there is no way anyone can argue against American Horror Story, which is horror through and through. Every single episode, horror. As much as it pains me, my vote goes to American Horror Story, bringing it to 2-1 to Buffy.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. I told you I hated myself for this. I want fucking Sons of Anarchy style burn my fucking tattoo off now because I feel like I've lost cred.
Oh, no.
Who's
I'll
next?
Go next? I will.
All right. What's the score right now?
It's 2-2 Buffy, 1-2 American Horror Story.
Oh, God. We'll make that 2-2.
Oh.
Buffy has definitely not aged well, and I love American Horror Story.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. All right. Mark?
Oh, man. So I've only seen one season of American Horror Story all the way through, and that's season 3. Which was pretty fucking good, actually. Like, I would probably... I really want to get around to watching the rest of these, but out of the two of these that I'm more likely... And I've seen bits and pieces of Buffy. I haven't... Like, I've seen a few episodes here and there. Out of the two of these, I'm more likely to finish... I gotta say Buffy.
Oh, Duncan, you're breaking people's hearts over here. David Watson, Alicia, they are flipping on you, dude. They are pretty upset.
This is a horror competition. There are whole episodes of Buffy that are not horror. There are not whole episodes of American Horror Story that are horror, and this is a horror competition. Let's see how many people that are flipping on me right now that have Buffy tattoos. Post them on the page. Not fucking one of them. So
preach it, brother.
Suck
preach
my
it.
Dick, right? American Horror Story.
Wow. All right, so what's
competition is tearing us apart.
I know what's. Oh, look now, look. Monica's like, oh my Duncan. It's, oh Jesus. Oh. All right, so
something about Fred Durst has got into me at the start of this episode. I'm just like, suck my dick, y'all.
I know he's gone.
2-3, American Horror Story is in behind.
All right, Dr. Dark.
Well, I've not ever actually watched any Buffy.
Oh my God!
I knew he was going to say that. I knew he was going to say that.
It doesn't seem like something I would be into. I mean, granted, I'm not going to, you know, out anyone else here for this, but I did enjoy stuff like Dawson's Creek. So I might have enjoyed Buffy back then.
Perfect comparison, Dark. Oh,
I might have enjoyed it back then, but I don't think I would enjoy it now if I tried to watch it. So I'm going to have to vote. Even though I really didn't like Hotel, like, at all, I'm going to have to vote for American Horror Story.
Oh, God. Danny, this is...
3-3.
This is bad, Danny.
Oh, my...
I know where Danny's coming down.
This is perfect.
I know exactly where Danny's coming down, and I know that is uncomfortable as fuck for him. Sorry,
oh,
Danny.
My God, this is rough. I've already been yelled at by everybody on the show tonight.
This is round one! What the fuck is going on?
Oh, wow. Okay, so I don't know. This is
just say it. Just get out of your system.
Where is Smoke? Smoke, you can clearly vote because you're host. Please post your vote over here now.
Smoke is offline now. We know where Smoke's vote would go, but he's not here.
Wait, he just posted a picture just now. Oh, he's going, yeah.
I have no idea how someone could vote against Cordelia Chase.
Okay, well.
Is that what he wrote? Well, there you go. That's his vote clearly in as Buffy. So that brings it to Buffy 1 point up, which leaves Danny with the deciding vote whether it's a tie or Buffy wins it, right?
Gonna tie it up, buddy?
I don't know, buddy.
I don't think I need to burn my tattoo off with Danny's answer.
I think you should tie it up just so we can roll the dice one more time tonight.
Oh, you bastard, Mark.
Oh, God. That makes everything so tense and makes listeners leave and get mad at us. I mean, I'm serious. We have had,
the dice decide.
It wasn't even the dice.
Well,
it's a coin at this point.
At least you're leaving over legitimate content instead of, like, crazy stuff for once, so...
Yeah, like
I got a feeling we're gonna lose a couple of 5-star reviews.
Yeah, I'm sure we
if
are.
If you let us go at the roll of dice, Danny, vote with
the 1-star because they voted out Buffy.
Yeah, look, Russell C says TMHS drinking game. Whenever Dr. Dark says he hasn't seen a TV show or movie, drink a shot.
Holy shit! Oh. Stomach pumped at the end of this.
If you want to die, it's like me and Dark, like shows and shit that we haven't seen. Like if that's what you're going for.
Yeah.
Right, let's press him for an answer. Danny, you're going to pick Buffy. I know you're going to pick Buffy. Just say Buffy, and then we move on to the next round, and everyone's happy.
I am, I can't rightfully kick. I can't be the reason without a nice fair coin toss the American way.
Oh, you bastard. You are literally going to make people hate us.
I can't, in good conscience, be the reason that a show called American Horror Story gets knocked out of horror's biggest badass. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make sense, people. Doesn't make any sense, motherfuckers. So we are going to
make American Horror great again, sir.
Roll that coin up in the motherfucking air, Dark.
We are going to get
all right.
Let them hate. Let them hate.
Heads is Buffy.
Heads is Buffy, tails is America.
Hold on. I gotta clench my ass. This is the most painful thing ever. I can't handle this.
Heads is Buffy. Here comes the coin toss now.
Oh god. Oh,
shit, I lost.
Oh, you dumb motherfucker.
I'm gonna have to get another coin. Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Sound went like it was glass.
I literally lost it. It did sound like it hit glass.
This is horrible. This is actually horrible. It's the worst thing ever. All right,
here we go. All right, take two.
Got a commercial?
Coin toss. And... tails it is!
Oh, God. Oh God!
There is justice in the world.
The listeners have dropped a motherfucker.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Midnight Horror Story. I know that this is a very good chance that this will be the last time that you are ever going to listen to this show. We just want to say that we value all your input and all your contributions over these years. And for those that join us next week, we love you. For those that don't, we don't blame you.
We just say this. That's how we feel, man. I mean, come
on.
Sorry,
Buffy.
Yeah, if you guys really didn't think
Buffy and Angel are out.
But look, if you guys at home listening didn't think the guy sitting here recording this show about vagina juice every week for 2 hours were going to put Buffy and Angel through in a horror competition called Horror's Biggest Badass, you don't know the show that well. There's no way we would have let shows like that, no matter how good they are. We don't want a show called really Buffy and Angel in our competition. Come on. It's not happening.
They are really good, though. Buffy.
They are. I mean, I honestly, I do love Buffy. I mean, there's no question. I did enjoy the show.
See, American Horror Story this season has been fucking great. I getting a lot of hate, but I don't know what these people
are
smoking because it's fucking amazing.
Getting hate? Why? It's one of the most creative TV seasons ever.
There's petitions out there saying it's like the worst season that's ever happened.
It is the most creative season.
Those people are nuts.
It's the most creative season I've seen them do. I mean, that is genius what they've pulled off. People are absolutely insane.
Yep.
Yeah, it is by far the best. I mean, sure, you don't have people in like rubber suits with like spiral penises butt fucking people, but you actually have this cool what?
Fuck you, Mark. I almost choked my beer.
Oh, are we drinking tonight? Are we off the wagon?
Oh yeah, we've all. Oh, dude, we've been tearing it down.
Can't you hear it in my voice? Yeah, I just told the listeners to suck my dick. Of course, I'm drinking.
Yeah, he
I
is.
Just thought maybe you were in rare form tonight.
Oh, dude, he laid down a rap, and I tried to get Mark. Okay, so next, when you are here, Dark, are you up for participating? Okay. We're all going to wrap it off.
Yeah, we're going to have a wrap off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because
I'll just play the beatbox.
But no, actually.
Oh, amazing.
There we go. And actually, in all fairness to Mark, he did say give him a week. So he did not deny it completely. He just was needed a week for that. So
I get the feeling they just used that as a stalling tactic. So
Mark,
did you really
do that, Mark? I took you seriously. Are you really bullshitting me?
Nah, if you give me a week, I'll do.
Okay, there we go.
From week to week, so.
No, look, it's just a week. And all you gotta do is go memorize a song. You don't have to do a new song. See, he could rap that. Could you hear? I can hear Mark rapping that.
Chicken
right
to
now.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops.
Terrible.
Somebody used to think that was chicken part. Vagina. Was that you, Dr. Dark?
What
was that? You somebody
a vagina chicken.
Someone used to think it said chicken vagina.
Who said that?
No,
who
someone
thought that.
Someone used to think that was the lyric was chicken vagina, the Chinese chicken. I go, why would that make sense? Why would chicken vagina be their chicken? That's stupid.
Guess who thought
maybe
that?
Dark. No, also I thought that genie
I did
in the
not
had.
That.
You have to rub me and ride me.
Well, maybe thought she was saying come and eat me out, so
hey, that sounded
they're
right. It does sound like it does sound like she says
so
that.
So does rub me to ride me. That sounds normal.
Yeah, I guess it did
I'm
sound
genie
normal.
In a bottle, baby. You have to rub me to ride me.
Yeah,
number one in the US
sense.
Chart list. Number one in the UK chart list.
It's going platinum.
Thank you, David Watson. Says, I'm enjoying the show. See, a new listener is born as one dies and hates us. <It's>...
Hi, David. Thanks for listening. We appreciate everything that you're doing to stay with us through this horrible transition of this final hour of this show, which has lost us everyone.
Oh, dude.
Moving on out of this round. American Horror Story, Dexter, Channel Zero, and The Exorcist.
Okay, so here are the four matches that we'll be posting as we go here. So what did you say? It
Please
was The
tell
Exorcist.
Tell me they're good ones.
Oh, no, these are not that good. These are not that good. They are. Let's see here. Okay, so it's going to be Stranger Things versus Supernatural.
Oh, wow.
Pines versus The X-Files.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Walking Dead versus Haven.
That's not too bad.
And Scream Queens versus Hemlock Grove.
Oh, I'm comfortable with at least three of them.
Yeah, these aren't going to lose us listeners like these first. At least we got
what was the first one? Stranger Things versus what?
Stranger Things versus Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Which
Supernatural.
Stranger Things is amazing, but Supernatural does have a big following, and that is
and like about 10 seasons where Stranger Things has one.
Look, and Steven's loving the show too. And Monica says from a girl of the 90s, y'all is so naughty. Yeah. Oh, truth. All right.
What you do with someone that is naughty? Does it involve spanking?
Oh, whoa! Wait, do we have any of that kind of music?
What the fuck is going on here? What's in this beer?
I don't know. Hold on. I got some porn music to queue up.
What kind of prawn is that?
That's all we have.
Watch porn with that. It's just like that. They're about to start fucking and they just end up crying. For the greatest porn ever.
It sounds like Smoke Saturday Night.
They start. They're almost about to fuck and accidentally he puts it in the wrong hole and she starts crying and then he starts crying and then they hug.
Jerry Armstrong. We are going to rap battle
in the background. That'd be amazing.
Jerry Armstrong.
That's
we promise rap battle.
That's the music for the outtakes when the fluffers are on strike and no one can keep it up.
Yeah, we're going to do a Christmas rap battle. That's what we're going to do. Oh, that's going to be good.
Oh, there we go. Who had who had in the poll that Dark would be the first one to mention the word fluffer on this episode?
I think no one wins on that because everyone put their money into that pot, fluffer. So no one's gonna win.
What you need is a fluffer.
Oh dear.
Oh God. Holy crap. And unfortunately, and maybe we can get Smoke to smooth this over for us.
Is Claudia leaving us?
I have not seen. That one has gone radio silence. Oh, my God. I didn't. You know, Dr. Dark has said some words on here that I have felt very, 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 were very inappropriate. But we say that we, I don't know. Look.
Well, let me see. I might be able to fix this because what's the current phrase that's being used just now over in America? Right, listen, Midnight Horror Show listeners, we all need to come together and heal as a community. We need to heal together and move forward. United.
Be stronger together.
Yeah, stronger together. Don't.
Yeah,
let...
but she lost.
Yeah, don't. No. Since that, the line that's went out is that we need to unify and you know, we need to come together. And realize
come
that we're all
together.
Need to find, right, some come together music.
And that's
you can still
what
enjoy Buffy
gonna,
just because she didn't win. You just have to vote your local
fucking,
horror's biggest listen, badasses once, in the meantime.
Once again, I just want to stress I have a Buffy tattoo. No one else has a Buffy tattoo here. And Buffy didn't go through. And anything I should be hurting more than all of you is because I had to sit through pain to get my tattoo. And I voted against my team anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's crappy of him. I mean, that took a lot of work for Duncan to do, goddammit.
I did.
So, yeah, we're hated. We can't help it. What's this? I'm going to cry about this, though.
This is the most contentious. Like, remember Horror's Biggest Badass?
Oh,
remember those whole bits
God.
There where we were like, oh, no, you know, what will happen if Jason doesn't... Jason always comes through. Never in doubt of that. But there were bits where things... Remember we had... What were the name of the brothers? Listen to the show.
Bane Bros.
The Bane Bros, and they left. They totally
had, like, full campaigns and everything on the Facebook page, and it was hotly contested. Who would know that Buffy would be the straw that broke the camel's back?
Girl Graves is going to be fucking pissed. Warning. There are
hey,
be
now you know what?
Memes coming out of this.
Listen, you know, to be fair to Girl Graves, okay, all right. You already put me in a predicament when you were Mark's girlfriend and you were in the final round of Horror's Biggest Badass the first time around. All right, so I gave you one there. God damn it! Now this is the one you give me back. Jesus Christ, cut me a break. I said I enjoyed the show. I fucking enjoyed it.
This way, if Girl Graves had been here live tonight posting memes, there was a very good.
She could have swayed votes. She would have swayed votes. She always does.
Yeah,
we understand that things come up and she can't be here. Yeah.
Feel less guilty about it.
Yeah. This toast is so floppy, it needs a fluffer. There you go, Russell. To David's going to go get a Buffy tattoo and endure the pain with you.
There you go.
All right, so guys,
that's how we move on, Danny. I think all of us get Buffy tattoos.
I think we should, and that will then maybe listeners will come back.
We will never forget November the 16th, 2016.
Yep, and actually.
In my country, that's 16-11-16. In your country, it's 11-16-16.
Well, that's it's crazy. Backwards. We do. We're very ass backwards here. Very ass backwards. So next week, we're going to put these. We'll put up a turn. You know, each one of these four rounds leading up to next Wednesday's show. You can download the replay tomorrow. If you're listening to the replay, make sure to check us out one of these nights live on Wednesday, 7-9 Eastern, TMHSRadio.com and TMHS Radio on the TuneIn app. And next week, you know what? Maybe your votes will actually count all as single individual numbers when the five of you come out to vote because the rest of you have run off and hate the system. You know, you didn't leave the country over the last election, but you're going to leave the show over our votes. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Oh, my goodness. I don't get it. I don't understand. We'll get Smoke to smooth it over for us. We'll get him smoothed over. He'll take care of it.
Smoke is guaranteed to make TMHS great again.
Oh, dude, he always does.
Oh, no.
Special. TLC has enough hits to fill up a greatest hits CD.
Yeah.
He'll bring him out. He'll bring it all back for us. right, guys. We will be back next week, and we will have Thanksgiving 3. Is that the one we decided on?
Or two. Whichever one he can find. My hands on.
That's going to be Duncan Defends next week. We will finally wrap up Midnight Massacre between our two final girls, Monica and... Who's it? Alicia. Alicia's in there. I almost said Claudia. See, she's invaded the brain because she's being so hateful and mean to us. Yeah.
I hope she knows I'm just joking. But I still love you, Claudia.
I know. I hope she knows I'm just joking. We're totally joking. This is what we do. I mean, clearly we attack each other like this. So, you know, we're just joking.
We attack everyone.
We attack everyone. We really
do. That's why no one loves us.
Hey, we're going to start attacking other podcasts soon in good, nice ways, positive ways. We'll bring back.
If we're
going
to do that, then Mark has to do the Cinder where he does the impression with the banjo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Name of that segment.
Do it, Mark.
Picking our own podcast.
We are going to bring it back next week just because Mark did that. All right. So we'll be back next week. And see Claudia message. She loves us. We're fine. Good.
We love you, Claudia. We made fun of podcasts.
We fucking tore that show Laura apart like fucking week before last.
Hey, seriously, you need to chill it.
Jesus,
greatest thing that's ever happened. Seriously.
If only
we had a sponsorship from Bombas socks.
Oh, hey, those socks are
Squarespace. I don't know shit about building a website, but with Squarespace, even I can build one. Seriously. Stamps.com, because I'm a hermit and I don't want to go out in public and actually touch things, so I can print my own stamps at my house. Seriously.
I just kicked over a fucking beer alive. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. You have studied this man to a T. You'd like tear him apart way too well.
It's perfect. It's like, if I didn't know any better, I would think that Dr. Dark actually was our Mankey.
I think he is.
I wish I were.
I love how you say that like some drunk like hillbilly bear. You're like, I wish I were there. Who you do? God bless it.
We're still in the air.
Yeah, we are. So thanks for the guys that joined us. The virgins tonight.
Teeps,
Jerry Armstrong. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Everyone that joined us, the old schoolers, the normals. Thanks for all for joining us. And spread the word. Spread it around. Spread it like, you know, syphilis or something. Spread it to everybody. Let everybody know. Start writing it on bathroom walls again. That would be cool. And take pictures of it. We'd like to see that. Go into bathrooms, you know. Not public property. Never mind. If you guys decide to do it, I never told you to do it. Hold on, I'm backing out of this one real quick.
Don't break the law.
Yeah, don't break the law, whatever you do. But, you know, send us pictures of it. Yeah, that'd be good. Jacob Kane, yes, that is.
Well, it's just stress here. When Danny says take pictures of it in the bathroom, what we're asking for is in a roundabout way. I don't want to see anything that you have on your person or anything you have deposited in a toilet. We want to see things that relate to the show, and that is it.
I love how he's saying that. You know, this is what I mean when I go in the bathroom. When I'm pretty sure just a second ago, Duncan was trying to find out what the spanking would be like from one of our listeners. He was accosting them. He's like,
I said, if I was naughty, how would I be disciplined?
I'm just fucking with you.
Totally different. That involves me being punished.
Oh, that's
by
great.
Someone's hand on my bottom. Photos of shit in a pan, which one sexually arouses me, the other one turns me off. Just putting that out there.
I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night, like at 3 a.m., and I'm just gonna hear Duncan saying something about putting a hand on his bottom.
put your hand on my bottom.
Oh shit! All right, we hit our quota. It's 9:03, so we did the full 2 hours. There you go. Is it good enough? We'll be back next week. Peace out.
Bye.
Goodbye.
American Horror Story.